Does it answer your question sufficiently, or would you like more?
No, I feel I want to pursue the matter, but from what you have said, Sanjay, it looks like I wouldn't be maintaining my integrity and I wouldn't be keeping my power. I feel I have to resolve it because it will go only come up again and again.
Something that keeps repeating itself is coming to you to teach you something. It's coming to show you a lesson that you are refusing to learn. When you learn the lesson, it will stop coming up again and again. And the lesson is, yes, speak your truth, yes, stand firm in your own being, do not attempt to persuade other peoples that you are right and they are wrong. Let them find out for themselves. When they find out for their own self, then that it matters not, does it? So allow yourself your own truth, your own rightness of the moment. Be true to yourself. You have this saying in your world, among your peoples, do you know? Be true to yourself. What does it mean? Oh, I'm thanking you. That's an interesting word. I am being said to say to you that you not allow yourself to be blackmailed. This is very interesting. Ah, that is when you put on the armor that is black, is it not?
No.
It's like a manipulation. And then a form of a manipulation.
If you're good, then I'll do this for you. But if you're bad, I'll punish you. Blackmail. People often do it with money too.
Ah.
Or people use know some information about somebody and say, well, I won't tell anybody, but you're going to have to pay me so much money to keep it quiet. Mm. That they'll use that type of thing too.
Looking to the men that wear the silver coats and the ones that wear the dark coats.
Knights.
Mm. Protection.
Mm-hmm.
The armor is the protection. Is it not around you? When you have the silver armor on, you are protected.
Probably on the good side. When you got the black armor, you're probably on the bad side.
you would not want to be wearing the dark armor, would you not?
No.
Although some have been making these decisions to do so, and they wear the black in their hearts.
Right.
However, this is it. Not too late for this to take place in your life. You have to be resistant to it. And perhaps you are to be the teacher. The one who is to show the way. Now to do this you have to show the way by example, by doing, by being, by living the life. Not trying to be, by being. When you do this thing, you will become very powerful in your own being. This will make sometimes others a little frightened, because all their fears and insecurities of their own being will come to the surface. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now you have opportunity to either point this out to them or to leave them to get on with it. Now it may be that you need to say that the arguments that you use sound as though they are based in a great deal of fear. What is it you are frightened of? And when all the other manner of things come out about whatever it is, then you remain silent for a moment and you listen. You put your tongue behind your teeth. And then you wait. And when the explosion has finished, you will find that having listened with your tongue behind your teeth, that there is a thread of something going through all the things that have been said. And that thread will once more be fear. And you can say, I am hearing in your voice a lot of fear. Or perhaps I hear in the words you speak a lot of fear. Now supposing you are in a situation where lots of things are being said to you that are of hurtful nature. And every word is like a blow hitting you. Then you have opportunity perhaps to say to the one that is doing so, I do not very much like the manner in which you're speaking to I, and until you learn to speak to I more reasonably, I am not going to listen to the content of what you want to say. And then you might like to just leave it at that. Whatever happens, it's going to open the door somewhere. The other may come and say to you, you must listen, you will listen, and all manner of things, and attempt to bully. And then you can say, your tactics are bullying. I will not let you bully I. Do you know that you are being a bully? Now, just supposing you are in a situation where all these manner of things do not work. Doesn't matter how many times you have saying or doing or made these attemptings to reach the people's concern, it doesn't work. What do you do then?
Walk away.
That is what you do. You must remove yourself from the situation.
Well, if you can't remove yourself,
Yes, you can.
Not always.
Give an example of what you feel you cannot move away from.
Well, if you're in a court situation or in a classroom, where you can't just get up and go.
What are you speaking about?
Being bullied. You know, if somebody is there bullying you and you need to stand there and speak your truth to them.
Who is going to bully in these places?
Well, trying to find a situation.
Consider first, you say, in a place of learning and some other place. Which one would you like?
Okay, if you're in a court situation and there's two of you in front of the judge and you're both there arguing with each other,
trying to get your point across. You can't just get up and walk out.
When you are in this situation, who is supposed to be the mediator between two people arguing?
The judge. Yeah.
So in this situation, you are not supposed to be addressing the other person, are you not? You are supposed to be addressing the one who is supposed to be mediator. And you get involved in attempting to persuade somebody that you already know is not going to be persuaded, and you have proof of this, this is how you come to be in this place. You understand?
Yeah.
You couldn't make decision, you couldn't have something resolved, so you had to come to someone who's going to be mediator for you. So when you are in a situation where you are looking and you're doing this, this is not correct. So you take yourself away and you go to the mediator. And you do it by turning your body. When you are standing and you are arguing with somebody, do you stand and argue with them like this and say, I'm not going to listen to you and you're doing this and you're doing that and then standing there? Of course you do not. Very, very foolish. You're usually facing them, are you not?
Usually.
So, what you do then, when you are facing them and they are arguing with you, you turn that way. And you don't speak. You turn your body away. Your body will tell a story. You don't have to tell it for yourself. You just turn away. And supposing you're standing in you like this, turn it back to the front. In these ways, you're taking yourself away from the situation. You are effectively moving yourself out of it, out of the aura of it. You are bringing your energies back into focus, into your own being. Understand?
Yeah.
As long as you are like this, your chakras are open and you are sending energies out and you are receiving energies in. You're sending out blows and you are receiving blows. You understand?
Yeah, still hard though. Yeah.
Nobody said it was easy, little one. And what of this, of the place of learning? Speak of this. What is it that you understand of this?
Oh, just the children in the class. They might have some confrontation with somebody and the teacher pulls them out, talking to them both. Just, you know, they just have to stand there.
Let the little ones speak.
Would you turn the word around, Joshua?
No, because usually have to look at the teacher.
However, you're not arguing with the person standing next to you anymore, are you? You're looking at the one in front who is to be mediator to you. The teacher becomes like the judge in the court of law. Is the same role. You understand? Mm. The teacher takes off teacher hat and puts on hat of judge and says, you two children are being very naughty. Who started it? And then the argumentations can happen, however they happen to the teacher. They don't happen this way anymore. You understand? That is very different. That is so that matters can be resolved and be brought to some conclusion. Not always to the satisfaction of all parties.
It's true.
However, it does bring a conclusion of something. Not everybody is content with the decisions made by mediator. However, when you are not able to mediate for yourself and you put your hands in the hands of another to mediate for you, then you must accept whatever it is they feel is the right thing to do in the situation. Understand?
Yeah.
Remember the story of the mother with the baby and the other mother with the baby?
Yeah.
And one mother rolled over in the night and suffocated the baby. So she took the baby that belonged to the sister wife. And the sister wife cried and said, she has stolen my baby. And the first woman said, no, this is my child. Her child, she make it dead because she has swapped the children over. So the first lady is saying that she have this child, it's hers and it is not. And the other one is grieving because her child has been taken off here. So they go to the king and they ask the king to decide for them, what is it? Whose child does this belong to? So the king becomes the mediator immediately. Is that not so?
Hmm.
And then they have to accept the decision of that mediator, and they may not like it, because in this instance the mediator said, the king said, I cannot tell which one of you is telling the truth, therefore you had better split the child in half and share half each. And the second woman said, No, you can't do that. You can't do that. It will kill the child. Let her have the child. I would prefer her to have the child than have it made dead this way. So the king smiles and says, very well, and takes the child and gives it back to the rightful mother, because the other mother was not the real one and did not make any soundings about having the child cut in half. So the king knew who was telling the truth out of this. However, what I'm wanting you to know is that the mediator is the one that has to make the decisions between two warring factions. You understand? And you can't do it yourself, and you go to someone else. Otherwise, walk away. Let go of it. Let go of the battle. The lady who have the baby stolen would prefer to let go of the situation rather than have the child killed. Sometimes you may have to let go of a situation rather than kill something within your own being.
So going back to the school situation, because I know I've heard many reports of this type of thing happening where bullying does go on, where older children pick on someone younger and probably a lot more defenceless for whatever reason. So say this younger person was found in this situation, what is their best way to resolve it?
Children have to be taught how to empower themselves. They are having their power taken off them, are they not? Being stolen from them by the actions, words and deeds of other children who are older than them on self. Therefore, that child needs to go to somebody who is older and wiser and let them know of the situation. They need to be able to gather together and become strong together with other children so that they are warned of these other children who are not being good, who are bullying. And then the children that are being bullied, making it to others, being bullies to others, need to be taken to one side and to discover what it is that is making them so frightened that they feel they have to do this. Mayhap they are being frightened in their own home, their own place of living. And this is their way of gaining power because they are being depowered in their own home. Now it may be that they are not being bullied with the fists in their own home. It may be that they are just living with people who like to control everything in the life of the child out of their own fear. And so you can find the trail and follow it back to its lair. You understand?
Yes.
So there needs to be work done with the children to empower them so they cannot be made to be bullied, and there needs to be work done with the children that are doing the bullying.
Right.
It has to be both. And then, when this is done, there needs to be encouragement to bring them together and to have some harmony together. Trust and forgiveness would need to be earned by the one that has done the bullying because they have broken trust, have they not?
Mm-hmm.
So they need to prove that they can be trusted not to do this anymore, that they can indeed be trusted to be good friends, to be kind friends, to be sharing friends. And they will only be able to do this over a period of your earth time. So they need to be given the time to show themselves capable of doing and being this way.
For the one who finds them in this situation, the one who has been being bullied, is there an appropriate sort of action or words to say to maybe alleviate the situation and make them move to be able to remove themselves from it?
At the moment that it is taking place, this is not always very simple because often the other is a lot bigger and stronger than the child that is being bullied. Sometimes they may have to just put their hands over their heads, protect every part of them they can, and just accept that this is going to be some blows landing, perhaps. And then they can hold their resolve within their being that when this endurance has finished, that they will go and find somebody wearing the badges of the bullying, wearing it
Yeah.
And saying, look, this one did this to I. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to help I to make this not happen again? And the child has a right to say those words. How are you going to help I so that that does not happen again? Because it is not right, is it?
No, it's not.
However, sometimes you may attempt to walk away, then you may get chased and pounced upon. You can't do anything. You just cover up. And then, when everything is quiet, you go. You don't worry about, you don't tell, or I come and beat you up some more. You say, all right, I won't tell. And you go and you find somebody and you tell him. There is no honor to break this sort of saying. No dishonor to break this sort of saying. There's no honor in keeping it. That is what I'm meaning to say for you. You don't have to keep your promise to not speak because somebody has said they will come and make you hurting some more if you're speaking out.
Because that's getting back into that situation of what were those two words that you had there? Your own.
You keep it here, you keep it to yourself. This will keep you the strength. What of the peoples that are living in countries that are being oppressed by others bigger and stronger than themselves, being bullied by peoples that come to say, I'm going to take over your country. And in taking over your country, I'm going to make new rules. And you are going to abide by these rules. And you must not go out at night, and you must stay home, and you cannot do this, and you cannot do that. And going into people's homes and stealing them away in the nighttime. What of these places of your world where this is happening now? These are bullies, are they not?
Yeah, it is. It's just a
these are bullies, are they not? It is so. And these peoples cannot do physically anything other than to close themselves inside. It may be that they lose their earth life. Remember, you have to remember, everybody chooses what is going to happen upon their life. Hold on to that. Have compassion for them. However, remember that everybody chooses. So it may be they're going to lose their earth life and their karma will be paid and they will return to spirit. Other times it may be that they're going to be a beacon of light for others. So their plight will attract attention from other peoples who are free. And they will become an example of what is wrong in the country of their living. And they will become a beacon of light by the very experience and living of their life. They become a beacon of light. And remember, they have chosen to be a beacon in this way, or they would not be so. A child that is being bullied in a school can learn to be also a beacon of light for other children, to say, no, I will not let you bully I anymore. And to continue saying, it doesn't matter how much you beat I, I'm not going to keep my mouth silent. And in the countries of the world where they are being bullied, sometimes they have to take their integrity and their truths and hold them inside and make it look as though they are abiding by all the rules and the laws and hold inside their truths and their integrities. There have been many times in mankind